Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P format. We have a great guest for you. He hails from Penn State, Grant Haley. He was just arrived back from the scouting combine where he put up a 4.44 40 time, 11th best of a very fast defensive back class. And I'm fortunate enough to live in Northeast Ohio. I'm fortunate enough to scout their games, so I know what this kid does on the field. I'll read what quick notes on what I have on Tim to Grant when he comes on the show when we break this thing down. Busy week, as you know. I mean, we wrapped up the combine. We have the latest mock draft up on the site, and we have updated player rankings through all of the positions, so you can delve into those. Give us your feedback if you want on Twitter. And if you miss any of these shows that we bring you with the prospects as they head to the draft, you know they're always free and available at Blog Talk Radio and iTunes. But with that said, and as promised, Grant Haley, the standout DB from Penn State. Grant, congratulations on your combine. We appreciate you joining us here one day after leaving the city in Annapolis. But how'd that week go for you? Hey, Grant, how you doing, my man?
Oh, this is Boomy.
Oh, Boomy. Oh, we got you guys misplaced. We had Grant coming on. Oh, well, you know what? We can roll with you, my man. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. And, well, you know, we told everybody out there that we'd be listening to Grant Haley, but they're going to be instead the Boomy Rotimi, the Old Dominion Monarchs, the second, I believe, only the second Monarch to ever get the most prestigious invite, and that is down to the Combine. How did the week go for you, my man? A big invitation.
Yeah, definitely. It was definitely an honor and a privilege to be able to go to the NFL Combine and represent ODU. The week was pretty crazy and hectic, but I enjoyed every single second of it. It's definitely a time that I don't think I'll be forgetting anytime soon. And I mean, I got a chance to meet a lot of good players, learn a lot from the coaches, and just get to talk to them and kind of get that NFL atmosphere for the first time.
And, Boomy, let me ask you this question. Were you able to get all your free stuff back on the airplane or back in the car? Because I know sometimes guys have to leave stuff at the hotel. Some guys leave stuff even if – were you able to get everything home?
Yeah, I was able to get just about everything home.
See, just about. It's a lot of stuff, ain't it?
Yeah. I was wondering if I was going to have to leave some stuff or, like, mail it. It was definitely a lot.
Yeah, any guy that comes on the show before the combine and we know that they're going down there, we always try to give them that bit of advice. Pack an extra duffel bag, bring some extra travel money because you're going to have to return it. So let's get into the nooks and crannies and why we're talking today. I mean, I know I've been, you know, I've read up on you. I know a little bit about you. I know you're a walk-on. I know, you know, you've got your scholarship. You earned your time. You get your combine. I mean, but growing up, I mean, was football your favorite sport? And when did you start, you know, playing the sport that we know you about today?
Nah, football wasn't even on my mind growing up, to be honest. I was really a big video game nerd growing up. That was kind of my deal. I actually didn't even start playing football until my freshman year of high school. And the only reason I even started playing is because I was always a big guy growing up. So, like, I'd just be walking with my family, like, down the street, and people would always ask me, hey, you play football? We'd like to have you on the team. So I figured freshman year of high school, why not give it a shot?
and then you do it. I mean, so obviously you're the big guy, so they're probably going to put you on the offensive defensive side of the line. How did you kind of migrate over to the defensive side, and you know, and what schools were looking at you? And I know you're a walk on an Old Dominion, but was anybody else actually looking at you as a football player?
Yeah. To answer your first question about the migrating. I was offensive line for most 2 years, and I'm kind of like, I'm a really competitive person, so like I took pride in what I was doing, and then they ended up switching me to defensive line my junior year. And at first, I was actually upset because I felt like it was like sort of like insulting, like I wasn't good enough to be an O lineman, And like, if you ask my friends about it, they laugh about it still to this day. Once I really started to understand football more, I realized that I'm going to be happier playing defensive line. And my friends still joke about it with me to this day. And then with the coming out of high school, with schools looking at me, I had some D1 schools that, like, I went to their junior day. They kind of liked me. They didn't pull through on any offers. So I had a couple of D2 offers coming out, but I thought I was good enough to compete at the Division I level, and ODU was the school that gave me the preferred walk-on chance. So I figured, why not?
Awesome stuff. Once again, Bumi Rotimi here on the C2P as we break down what this young man brings to the draft table, and you find out a little bit more about a guy that could be coming off the edge for your favorite NFL team in a not-too-distant future. So you arrive at Old Dominion. You're a walk-on. I mean, so what are your expectations? I mean, just like, hey, I'm here. If I can get a degree, great. But, I mean, when does the sense that, you know what, I could be an NFL player, when does that start to sink in for you?
I think it was kind of end of my redshirt sophomore year, kind of going into my junior season. I think that's when I kind of, because that's also like when I made the switch to defensive end. But even like as a D tackle, I think coming out of my redshirt sophomore year, I was starting to notice that I was more athletic. I started, like, as I was watching film and just seeing what I could do, I was like, I could really dominate against these guys if I have a good off season. So that's when I started thinking, like, if I'm the guy who's dominating, then I'm also a guy who could go to the next level. So kind of around that time period is when it really started to sink in. I think after my junior season, I started getting the buzz about me, and that's when I got, I mean, I was always serious about it, but that's when I was really, really locked in to trying to complete the process of going to the next level.
Awesome, awesome stuff. So I got to ask, I mean, leading up to Combine Week, I mean, where were you getting fit? Where were you training to be the best you?
I've been holed up away in this training facility in Mannheim, Pennsylvania. It's called Spooky Nooks. So spooky, like scared, like a ghost scares you. And then Nooks, that's Nooks. I get a lot of misinterpretations of what I say. But it's a really good facility. I think it's like the biggest one in North America. There's a lot here, but my guy Jim Lawner, he's been working with me day in and day out. My situation was kind of unique, so I don't think that there's a place in the country that I could have gone to that would have been better than here.
Definitely, definitely. And for you, I mean, when you look at this combine, I mean, you didn't run your 40. I assume you'll do that at pro day. But, you know, were you pleased? I know you guys always want to do better. I mean, if you bench pressed 400 times, you wish it was 410. But did you walk away pretty happy? And what are you most eager about if you're going to redo the drills on pro day? Which ones do you really want to get after?
I definitely walked away happy. You know, I had some benchmarks that I wanted to hit, and I hit just about all of them.
Awesome.
The bench that I got, that was a PR at the combine. The broad that I got, that was a PR at the combine. So those numbers were good. The drills that I did, I think I did good in them. I already know like where I'm gonna improve. Just thinking back on it and watching some of the clips that are out of me doing it, I already know what I'm gonna try to do better on at pro day. But I think what I'm most eager to do, I could probably clean up my pro agility number a lot. Well, I messed that up a little at the combine, so I'll get a chance to do that again at pro day. But I think just doing all the drills, I think probably my mind will be at ease. I've already done it at the combine, pro day, my home field. I think I'll be good to go.
Awesome stuff. Awesome, awesome stuff. And again, man, I appreciate you coming on. I mean, I know you're a big week for you. You're going to turn around and kind of do some media stuff. We appreciate you doing this. I mean, you were down there. I mean, how many teams did you talk to, and how many formal visits did you have?
I talked to close to half the teams there. I didn't have any formal interviews. Someone told me that's actually probably more of a good thing than a bad thing. So I guess I'm cool with that. But, with all the informals, I love talking to all the coaches. Kind of, I was making sure to try and, you know, learn whatever I could from them. So you want me to watch my film, ask what could they do to help me get better, or what could I do to help myself get better? Try to get contact information in case I need them for anything, or they need to hit me up for anything. So I was just trying to network myself out there. It was great to meet them. I love the energy of the entire thing. It was just overall a great experience.
I'm glad you walked away happy, and obviously it went well for you. I mean, that sometimes you, as you see, it's not the case for anybody, but I think you did yourself a world of good going down there and performing the way you did. For you, I mean, I ask this of every guest that has ever come on our show, and it's unique because you just talk to these guys, but what do you think they love about you? I mean, if they're in the film room and they're breaking down that tape, what are those qualities where they look at you and they say, hey, man, we got to bring you aboard the 53-man roster?
Yeah, it's the same thing that I was pretty much trying to sell the entire time that I was down there, which is the versatility that I bring to the table from a pass rushing standpoint. I'm known as a pass rusher, and reiterating how I can pass rush from wherever you need me to pass rush from. I can pass rush as a nose, as a three technique, as a defensive end, as a stand up on the edge. I just made sure that they all knew that that's something that I could do.
Nice. Anything going noticed at this point? I mean, I'm sure they probably brought up things that you didn't even know about that is about yourself. But I mean, team leader, film junkie, weight room warrior. I mean, what are some of the big benefits, that can't be seen by film that these guys should know about if they don't yet?
Probably work ethic. You know, like film is what talks, but sometimes you don't know what goes on behind the scenes. Like with myself, I don't classify myself as someone who is so naturally talented. I put a lot of hours in, and I take a lot of pride in what I do. And there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes that a lot of people honestly don't even know about. And I mean, I'm glad it gets recognized, again, the combine invite and all that. But I guess that's one thing I'd say is just how much time and work I put into it behind the scenes.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, man, you got rewarded for it. I mean, you got the just invitation anybody in your line of work can have, and that's going down to Indy to spend a week with these guys. That means all 32 teams wanted a piece of you, and we even joke around with some guests. I mean, you might have met with Team X, Y, and Z, but it's really Team A, B, and C that you didn't meet with that wants to bring you aboard the most, but they just don't want to show their hand. And, that's just part of the poker game of the NFL draft. For you, when is Pro Day? I know we spoke a little bit about it, but will you be staying at Spooky Nuts, continuing to train up to that day?
Yeah. My Pro Day is actually March 12th, so that's just a little less than a week from now. That's next Monday. So for the rest of this week, I'll still be training at Spooky Nooks, cleaning up what I can clean up, pretty much just fine-tuning things and just making sure my body's right for next Monday.
Awesome, man. I was excited to get you on the show. Hey, man, before we let you go, I always like to have a little fun with you guys. You ready to take a shot with some off-the-wall questions?
I'll do my best.
All right. Now, playing at Old Dominion, Bobby Wilder, your head coach, does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Coach Wilder, he's got a couple phrases that everybody knows pretty well. I don't think I'm that great at the impressions, but I think there's probably a good amount of people on the team that can do the impressions well, and I know the mood of the team is a lot lighter these days, so I'm sure they wouldn't necessarily be scared to do it in front of him either.
That's a good thing to have a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
And how about this one? Nicknames? Did you have any nicknames? Anything crazy they called you?
the one nickname that I like a lot and take a lot of pride in is probably 44. Which was my jersey number last season, and the number pretty much just has special meaning to me. Some other names, a lot of people call me Boomstick. Actually, Boomstick is what my trainer here calls me. At ODU, it was a lot of booms, and I don't know how that started, because it definitely wasn't something people called me before ODU, but I think booms was the most common one.
Cool, cool. And then the final one before we let you go, getting back to work to be in a future NFL draft prospect. You said you were a video game junkie growing up. What is the ultimate game that nobody will be able to defeat you at?
I'd have to say it's tough. It's between the game called Gears of War. So between Gears of War 1 and 2. Those two games,
nice.
those are probably my favorite games for the most time. It would be hard for someone to outdo me in those.
Excellent, man. Well, hopefully nobody can outdo you. You can get into this next level. Hey, man, again, we appreciate you stopping by 12th and moving forward. I'm sure you're going to be a busy man with private workouts and all the things that come with being in your position. But, again, Boomy, we appreciate you stopping by, my man.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the Old Dominion Monarch standout, Mr. Versatility on the defensive line. Boomy Rotimi joining us here on the C2P. If you want more of his show, simply go to collegeofpro.com, go under defensive end prospects. You can find it there. His full bio. You can go to Block Talk Radio and iTunes. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a collegeofpro.com exclusive.